Welcome to Automate Weekend Air. Today I'm talking with Matt Taylor. Now, Matt has many years' experience working with online business and mostly project managing business startups just like your businesses. Matt, welcome to Automate Weekend Air. How are you today?
I'm awesome, Jason, and I'm excited to be here. So thanks for having me.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your business background?
Just to keep it brief, Jason. My background before I started, internet marketing or doing project management was purely I had no experience in the internet marketing field, but I was able to harness the skills that I'd had in 20 years previous experience, and just simply transfer those skills that I had into the internet marketing space. Again, when I left school, I was a builder. Now the building trade is completely separate from what I do these days, but the skills that I learned in terms of project managing, I use them every day now. I then went on for the next 10 years to run my own business, which was a trucking business. Again, totally nothing to do with the internet marketing space. But now I live and breathe the internet marketing space, and project management, outsourcing, leveraging off other people's expertise, mate, is simply what I do every day. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks, Matt. Now, can you give our listeners three tips when it comes to creating a system of outsourcers that you can recommend?
Yeah, look, the three tips that I love the fact that you've used the word systems, Jason. I'm a very much a systems orientated guy, and one of the biggest tips would be you need to embrace systems. It's as simple as that. Richard Branson says if you need to create something or do a repetitive task more than once, create a system for it. So again, everything I do is systems orientated, and it's about rinsing and repeating. That's what makes my job so easy. So the other tip I'd like to do, you heard it in my intro about my background. I had an existing skill set that I didn't identify with. And I say that every person listening to this call has a skill set that they don't recognize that they do have. I mean, in terms of project management, I say mums are the absolute best project managers in the world, because they juggle, they multitask all day. Just to get through our day, we have to prioritize tasks. We speak to different people. There's an orderly fashion of by which we follow our day. So everyone has an existing skill set that can be brought to this internet marketing table, and just simply use those skills. So I encourage everyone, check out, dig deep, find out what skills you do have. But to do that and to be a project manager or to rely heavily on outsourcing, you need to be that manager of the business and not the worker on the site. I was the manager of my trucking business. But Jason, mate, I think I've explained it before. I was working, in the business, not on the business. I had to drive that truck. I'm a different manager these days because I work on my business. I've been that worker on the site, the person who has done the heavy lifting. I encourage everyone, that tip, to be the manager of your business, not the worker on the site. And that allows you to manage more and do less. Okay, that's the aim. That's what I try to do every day: manage more and do less, leverage off other people's expertise. So there's my three tips, mate.
So thank you, Matt. Thanks for that. So those three tips were: firstly, create a system of it. Secondly, look within to see what skills you have that can be used in the business. And third was to manage other people. So get the experts doing what they're experts at, and you just manage them. Is that what you're saying, Matt?
That's it. Absolutely. Like if I use the analogy of the building game, Jason, I didn't know how to wire a switchboard or lay bricks or pour concrete. There was a system to building a multi-story building. I am never going to be a great copywriter or a great writer, or I'm not a graphics designer. I leverage off the people. These people love to do those jobs. They love, writing books. In my early days of the internet marketing space, I created a software company. Now, I can hear the people on the call laughing that I had no experience in software, but all I needed to do was find some coders and programmers who were very good at what they were doing. I had a good idea, and I went off and created a software company, simply leveraging off other people's expertise. And that allowed me to, every day, these days, Jason, is to, X10 my productivity. When I have other people doing the heavy lifting for me, I can sit back and just be the conductor. That's all I am, and that's what makes a good project manager. Yeah.
And I guess that's what so many of us try to do. We try and wear every single hat in our business when that's not the best way to move forwards.
That is spot on, Jason. And I actually, when I teach workshops, I have hats. I have physical hats that I put on, and I ask people, "What do you want to wear? The manager's the baseball cap, or do you want to wear the workers, the guy on the worker on the site?" We try to harness the skills that we're not good at, and that wastes time. As you know, Jason, you don't get time back. And we waste time, costs us money. If we make some money, that buys us some time. So, I'm saying, manage more. Do less, make some money, buy yourself some time.
Thank you, Matt. That's great. Now, can you tell us three things that you're going to teach at Automate Weekend?
Yeah, I am excited to be teaching this, Jason, because, as you know, we love to help people. We love to share our knowledge. And, there's probably some business owners out there that have business overwhelm. These are things that I've experienced, you've experienced, and a lot of people that we work with. We all know what people are experiencing. So I want to teach people how to take your business overwhelm and turn that into a well-oiled machine, okay? So when we are doing the heavy lifting, when we are, working in that business, the one thing we don't get is the momentum we need. So when we have momentum, we get excited about our business. We get to, our creative, minds start to flow. So, turning your business overwhelm into a well-oiled machine, that's my number one. The second thing I want to teach is there is a system, again, there's five steps to managing more and doing less. And I'm going to share those with everyone at Automate Weekend. Five simple steps to managing more and doing less. And I'll hit you and you'll go, it's not that hard. And the other thing would be to show you, the attendees on that weekend, how to have the confidence to outsource. And the secrets to actually saving you money or saving the attendees money, it's all about, we want to show you exactly what we do. And I can guarantee that is going to save you money to engage freelancers to actually deliver an awesome product, not just a product that you're okay with. I'm going to show you the tips that show you how to get an awesome outcome from engaging quality quality freelancers. So, would that be all right, Jason, if I shared that with the attendees, mate?
That sounds great. I look forward to listening in on it myself and seeing where I can improve my business and you helping all of our attendees. That's awesome. Thank you, Matt.
Absolute pleasure, and I'm excited for the weekend, Jason.
No problems. Likewise, I can't wait to have you teaching our attendees. Now, if you want to hear more from Matt, then just click the register button below, and we'll see you at Automate Weekend. Thanks, Matt.
No problems. We'll see you there. Bye-bye.